Let's talk a little bit about when you were in Booker T. What about style of clothes? Wasn't it way back when ladies wouldn't be able to wear pants in public?
We didn't wear pants.
You didn't wear pants?
And we didn't wear pants when I was there. You get put out of school.
Yeah.
I graduated in 63.
What about style of hair and clothes in Booker T?
Oh, I tell you, the thing was a big
pompadour
roll right here. I had a huge one because I had lots of hair. And the ones who didn't, they had rollers that you would put in there so that it would stand up. I think that picture that I had, that picture with you when you were a baby that I sent
to Daddy.
Yeah, I had one of those big
pompadour. Like
you had a big pompadour here, and then the other hair was turned under.
What kind of music did you kids like at that time?
What kind of music? You know, it's been so long until I don't remember.
Like Cab Calloway
that was Jitterbug. Yeah, that's what it was. They were doing the Jitterbug. I mean, fast moving and scooting under your knee.
Did you do all that?
Yes,
did you do it?
I was good.
Okay.
Seriously, though, I was a good dancer.
You could probably do a little dance right here, right now, couldn't you? Huh?
No. I can't imagine.
So,
that was a great question.
The high school experience was good. Did you enjoy being a student?
Oh, yeah.
Can you name some friends back in Booker T days?
My very best friend was Ira Davis. She came from Pawhuska to Tulsa, and I came from Bristol.
She got her PhD, and she was dean of nursing at TU.
Your best friend.
Yes.
And then William.
William Lewis Harris. His dad had a drugstore right across from my church.
May Catherine Copeland, Robert Copeland.
She's
wife.
Still, yeah.
You must have done a lot of dating in Booker T in high school because...
Yeah.
But no, we see how attractive you are here at 89. I can only imagine the way you were in high school. You had a boyfriend every day.
I was so used to boys. Boys was always my friends. I always had lots of boys for friends. When I went to Langston, and this was to wake her up on this boyfriend thing, I went in the summertime when the football fellas was there practicing.
Let me just say then, you graduated from Booker T, and then you went right to Langston? Okay, so now you're in Langston.
Yeah, like I say, I'm so used to boys, all these brothers, and all boys was just kind of like brothers to me. And the guys were so nice when I was there in the summertime. They were practicing, and I had a little job at the canteen there. They were all like brothers to me. They were so good football. And until one of the guys said, you know what? I don't want to be your brother. And it just hit me that I'm taking everybody for granted. They're not interested in me. He said, I'm not interested in being your brother. So
I hadn't heard that one.
Then I thought, well, they're not being nice to me just because they want to be like my brother.
They wanted to be boyfriends.
Yes. That was the first time I'd ever heard anything like that, and I never even thought.
When did you meet Daddy? When did Daddy come? Was he there when you got there?
No. He came after. Oh, God. He came because he transferred in there.
Did you date somebody before Daddy?
Oh, yeah. A couple of guys.